Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Happy Thanksgiving! I hope you're all having a wonderful holiday. And I hope you're all hopped up on tryptophan, taking naps and watching the Hallmark Channel, as you should be. I hope you ate too much or are about to eat too much. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than our normal Thursday episodes. We're not going to recap Atlanta in detail, although we did meet Shamari. And I do want to just say real quickly that I like Shamari. I'm excited for her. I used to love her musical group Black. They had that amazing single with J.C. Chassez. Oh, baby, bring it on to me. You guys, I feel like I hit that note. Did I hit that note? I feel like I hit that note. Oh, baby, bring it on to me. I apologize if any of you have dogs in the room and they started barking as I sang that little bit. But I used to love that song, and I'm excited for Shamari. She seems a little messy. I also laughed so hard when Candy said, in regards to Portia's zipper on her dress, she said, Portia's zipper's stressed out, and that made me laugh, and, but anyway, I'm not going to be recapping that in detail. I'm not going to talk about New Jersey. If you want to hear a recap of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, please head on over to the Watch What Crappens podcast. It's a fantastic podcast. If you don't already listen to it, you need to subscribe, because those guys are great. It's hosted by Ben and Ronnie. I'm filling in for Ronnie, so I'm recapping The Real Housewives of New Jersey with Ben. So please head on over to that if you want the New Jersey recap. And then I'm not going to be talking about Dallas because it came on late on Wednesday night and I didn't get around to it. But I will be talking Orange County. And then we also have two wonderful guests on the show. The first guest is Heather McMahon, who's a brilliant, funny comedian. If you don't already follow her on Instagram, you have got to go follow her immediately. She is so, so funny. Her Instagram stories are literally legendary. So she's going to come out here and we're going to talk about Real Housewives, and she does these stories on Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan, so we're going to be talking all pop culture things. And then we also have a quick interview at the end of the show with T. Kyle, who's another person that you need to be following on social media. He has a new podcast called It's Britney Bitch, speaking of Britney Spears. It's fantastic. Each episode chronicles like the life of Britney Spears throughout 1 year in her history, so you have got to go check that out. It's something great to binge over the Thanksgiving weekend if you're looking for something. So that'll be later on. Before we get to that, I do want to talk about Orange County. Now, the finale aired this week, and look, there were some things that happened in the finale. Okay, I wanna talk more about the trailer, but before we get to the trailer for the reunion, I want to talk about that finale. So the finale I thought was a little bit boring. There was not a lot happening. It had that weird party. It was a femme fatale party that was hosted in the middle of the afternoon. It was like bright outside. None of the girls knew how to dress for it. They all were saying they were like dressed like hookers. Shannon sort of was in like a Cruella de Vil jacket. I don't know. I don't know what was going on. At one point, Emily was like, you know, stuffing herself into her leather, you know, femme fatale outfit. And I don't know. No one knew what they were doing at this thing, which was weird. I did love that Eddie is no longer hiding his disdain for Shannon. Like, he's just openly hating on Shannon. At one point, they were riding in the car. It was Eddie, Tamara, and Shannon. And Eddie just looks out the window, and Shannon said something, and he goes, like, he just sighed so fucking loud. He's no longer hiding his complete disgust for Shannon. Like, he hates her. And I just think it's so funny that he's just not even trying to mask it at all. It's just clear as day. And I feel like that's how we all feel about Shannon lately. It's like every time she says something negative, we all just look out the window like Eddie and we just go, That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Also, it was really funny when they got to the party and Emily's mother-in-law said to Tamara, like, is this your son in regards to Eddie? I rebound that and laugh so fucking hard. You know that bugged the shit out of Tamara. Like, I am sure that she cried herself to sleep that night. She kind of played it cool at the party. Like, she did bring it up, but you know that night Tamara went home. You know, she went back to Cut Fitness and cried in the locker room underneath the shower head. because she was not happy about that. But I loved it. I ruined it 100 times. We also met Big Dig Daddy from Cincinnati, who was Kelly's date. And I've met a Big Dig Daddy from Cincinnati a time or two in my life. I went to college in Ohio. I am from the Cleveland area. So I've met a Big Dig Daddy from Cincinnati in my lifetime, and I recommend it to all of you. If you have not met a Big Dig Daddy from Cincinnati, I need you to head on over to Cedar Point, which is the theme park over in Cincinnati, Ohio, and you keep on the lookout for one, and you'll find one, because those Midwestern boys, there's no one better, truly no one better. And this guy was so hot. He was so hot, and I want you all to find your own Big Dig Daddy from Cincinnati. Ask for it for Christmas. Write a letter to Santa. This weekend, write a Christmas list, a letter to Santa, and put it in the mail and just write number one, Big Dig Daddy from Cincinnati. And hopefully you'll get one for Christmas, because we all deserve a ride on that. I want you to go to the mall and sit on Santa's lap. And when Santa asks, what do you want for Christmas? You say, I want a Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati to sit on my face, or I want to sit on his face. That's what I want you to say to Santa this Christmas. Mariah needs to remix All I Want for Christmas Is You is a Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati, quite frankly. But I loved meeting him. And the episode ended, it was really funny. It ended with Kelly saying that later on she was going to get wet. She said, later on I'll be wet. And when I saw Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati, I was wet back at home watching. So I was excited for Kelly. But the finale was boring to me. And the last few episodes have been boring. And I feel bad because I've been hating on Orange County so much lately. And I don't want to. I just want this to be good. And fortunately, the trailer for the reunion legit looks fantastic. I watched it and I was saying to myself, like, I can never quit these women. Because right when I think I'm off board, I get right back on. You know, they pull me back on board. And I saw this trailer and I just thought, oh my God, it looks so fucking good. We open with all this B-roll of, like, you know, the outside of the studio, and we see, you know, shoes lined up. And right when I see, like, the picture of the shoes all lined up, I thought, oh my God, I'm back in. And I love that Andy, it looked like Andy came to California for this reunion, where normally lately he's been having all the women come to New York. Which back in the day, do you remember, he would always fly to wherever the reunions were. So he'd be like, you know, he'd fly to Dallas and he'd be like, we're coming to you, you know, from the Roundup Saloon in Dallas for the reunion of Real Housewives of Dallas. Which, also, now that I'm thinking about it, why haven't we filmed a reunion at the Roundup? I think there was no reason we shouldn't have had a reunion at the Roundup, now that I'm saying it. But lately, I feel like, you know, he's been having everyone fly to New York, and we've been doing the reunions in New York, but this one, it seemed like he was in California. Gosh, I would really love a Roundup reunion. Andy could, you know, get his sucked after the reunion, like Leanne said Carrie's husband Mark did. You know, she knows the boys who did it. She could hook up Andy. I think we need to film one at the Roundup. I'll never forget Leanne behind that doctor room door just saying, he gets his dick sucked at the Roundup. I know the boys who did it. Chills. I'm doing an impression of it and I'm getting chills. But we see backstage, so that trailer for the Orange County reunion, it opens with Emily's hugging someone. Gina's walking up. She's walking down the hallways and she sees like a star on the doorway and she's like, ooh, a star. I predict this is Gina's last reunion. Maybe I'm wrong, but I predict that Gina's not going to have a very exciting reunion. I think Emily's bringing it. I think we've seen from the trailer that Emily really like seems to bring it. She has a couple moments in that reunion trailer, but Gina seems to not really have anything. So I don't know, you guys. I don't know. Gina might be one and done. She might be one and done. And she seems like a great woman. I feel like I'm hating on Gina so much. She seems great, but not for this. She seems great for après ski. She seems great for one of those one season wonder Bravo shows, but not for the long haul. We see backstage, Tamara just brought a bunch of hair. She's giving out hair like it's a trick-or-treat at Halloween. She's just got mounds and mounds of hair. So we see them getting ready. Vicky says she slept in her makeup. What's going on with Vicky this season, you guys? It seems like she's on so much Xanax the whole time. I mean, she's referenced taking Xanax a bunch on camera, and I don't know what she's taking, but it seems like something's going on with Vicky, where she seems either bored or tired or sleepwalking through the whole season. I mean, she slept in her makeup? Like, what's going on? So then we see them on the stage, and Shannon She says on stage at the reunion, she says, what's that saying I'm famous for? I'm done. And I don't like when the housewives reference their catchphrases. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, do you remember when Dorinda was like, clap, clap? It's like, I don't want Dorinda talking about how she said clip, clip. You know, I liked when she did it, but then it's like, I don't need to see her being like, oh yeah, remember when I did that clip, clip? And then you see on her Instagram, it's like clip, clip mugs and clip, clip. I think Dorinda even came out with clip, clip dinnerware, you know, plates and stuff. It's like, I don't need to see it. I don't need to see that. But Shannon's like, what's that saying I'm famous for? That was a bad Shannon. That was not a good Shannon. Wait, let me try to do my Shannon impression. Let me try to call on God for it. I don't have a core. You will all see the truth. Okay, I'm done. I do that Shannon impression way too much. I apologize. Then we see on stage, we see Kelly say that Vicky's like a fart, silent but deadly. Kelly's an all-star this season. Oh my God. That line. Vicky is like a fart, silent but deadly. Ah, perfection. Then there's accusations of Vicky getting a butt lift. Tamara says it happened. Vicky says it's the hidden secret of the OC, which Andy replies, I don't think it's a secret. I need a side-by-side, like I need a before and after photo of Vicky's backside to see if she got a butt lift, because I can't tell. We keep hearing about it. We saw a little bit when they were in Jamaica of Vicky's butt, but it's like I need a before and after, like a Weight Watchers photo. I need to see it to see if it's true, if it really happened. Then we see backstage, Emily has a binder, okay? And now I did my detective work. I turned on my Angela Lansbury hat. I put on my Angela Lansbury hat and I did some detective work. I paused on this binder. So this binder, it says RHOC Reunion 13 binder. And then it says underneath, it says Emily Simpson. Now, a lot of questions. First of all, did she have to write her name on it? Like, was she worried about it getting lost or something? She brought it in. So I feel like she did not need to write her name on it, but she did regardless. Then we see it opened and we see one page sheet from the inside of this binder. I paused it and you guys, I zoomed in. I tried to brighten the photo. Like I did everything I can to read this one page that we saw from the inside of the binder and I can't make heads or tails out of it. So this one page that we saw from Emily Simpson's reunion binder, at the top of the page, it says Sarah, S-A-R-A. It says Sarah, and then there are three tweets, okay? The tweets are, the name of the person who tweeted the three tweets is blurred. But we do see at the top of the page, Sarah, and underneath Sarah, it was like a squiggly cartoon line, it was underlined. Like, I don't know. Emily was, like, also doing, like, craft work in this book. It was, like, there was decoupage and stickers and stuff. It was, like, very bizarre. But underneath Sarah's, like, Sarah was underlined in, like, a very artistic way. I don't know. I just was picturing, like, Emily, like, putting stickers in the book and, like, you know, really going all out and doing just some craft work with this binder. But it said Sarah, and then the three tweets were as follows. The first one was, look at these drunk grannies. Okay, that was tweet number one. Tweet number two was, I hope that blank figures that out. So it was, I'm hoping that blank figures that out. Blank was blurred. So I don't know who it was in reference to, but it was, I'm hoping that blank figures that out. Tweet number three was, Real Housewives of Orange County Emily is such a great addition. Why didn't she full-on replace one of the blonde trinity? So Emily is such a great addition. Why didn't she full-on replace one of the blonde trinity? Blonde holy trinity, I'm sorry. Why didn't she replace one of the blonde holy trinity? So I'm reading into this and I'm thinking, whose tweets did she save? It must be, Sarah must be someone that is on Team Vicky, Tamara, Shannon, right? Because why else would Emily print these tweets and bring them to the reunion? It doesn't make any sense. And who is this Sarah? I was thinking, isn't Ryan Tamara's son's, like either wife or former wife or whatever, named Sarah? I thought, was that? That Sarah? Is that who that's reference to? I don't know, you guys. But I'm excited to find out. And then how many other people does Emily have tweets from in this fucking binder? You know? Is my tweets going to show up at this reunion? Like, who knows? Where does it end? Someone named Sarah? It looked like a pretty full binder. Also, those tweets, they don't seem that, like, defamatory. So I thought, what are we getting here? Like, what is she bringing these in for? They don't seem that exciting. But so that leads me to believe that they must be from someone exciting. Do you know what I'm saying? So the tweets aren't that exciting, but they must be from someone exciting. So then we see Emily say, my goal is to not threaten or kill anyone. Because earlier in the season, do you remember when she was like, I will kill you. She was like a Midwestern Leanne Locke. And I will kill you to Kelly Dodd. Now, I said back then that that's going to get Emily a second season. I truly believe that. I still do. Now, I learned something from this reunion trailer, and that is Emily said it's only a threat if the other person reasonably thinks they will get killed. So Kelly Dodd says to Emily, like, remember when you threatened to kill me? And then Emily says, it's only a threat if you reasonably think you'll get killed. And then Shannon chimes in, and Emily screams at Shannon. She says, I'm not talking to you! And you guys, Emily's getting a second season from all of this. She seems like she came to play. Gina does not. I truly believe that. Then we see Andy backstage with Tamara. Andy says to Tamara, I never know what to expect from you. Sometimes you give us a lot of good craziness at the reunion. Sometimes you're more reserved. Then it cuts to them on stage. Tamara says to Shannon that she's always playing the victim, and I believe this to be true. Then we see backstage Vicky's on FaceTime with Brianna. Now, I've been wanting to see Brianna all season. We haven't gotten not a glimpse of her. We've heard Vicky talk about her briefly, but we haven't got a glimpse of Brianna until this moment. I was so thrilled to see her. Also, there's a radio commercial that plays in LA here that right when the radio commercial comes on, it's like this woman, just this very basic woman just going, Brianna, you tripping, girl. And so every time I think about Brianna from Orange County, I think of that radio commercial of this woman just being like, Brianna, you tripping, girl. And I'm not sure that how that's relevant to this recap, but I had to share. I mean, I would love it if Vicky would just say to Brianna, Brianna, you tripping, girl. But Brianna, so stupid. Brianna says to Vicky, who are you going to fight with today? Vicky says, hopefully no one. Then we cut to Vicky fighting with everyone. She says to Kelly, you're a loudmouth. Kelly says back to Vicky, you have a big ass mouth. And then Vicky says, well, I don't do cocaine. Sorry. Wow. You guys, when this happened, I got goosebumps. I stood up and cheered. I was first of all, on the edge of my seat. I saw that, stood up and cheered, clapped. I got so excited because this has become one of my new favorite housewives tropes. Is one of the women accusing one of the other women of cocaine. Now, we saw Lisa Rinna do it flawlessly to Dorit when she said, were people doing coke in your bathroom? And now we're seeing it here at this reunion. I'm in love. I hope we see more of it. I think this is a trope that will live on. And look, I don't know who does or doesn't do cocaine, but I would imagine that 50% of the housewives, allegedly in my mind, that's what I've decided, 50% probably do cocaine. That's the number that I've come up with that I believe to be true. I think, I don't know. I love seeing these accusations though, because it's like, it's so juicy. And you could see Kelly was like, didn't know what to say. She said, I don't do cocaine either. Wow. This was good. I like stood up and clapped. I was like, more of this. Like, this is what was missing from the season. You know, like Rinna at least did it during the season. Do you remember that season of Beverly Hills was so boring? And then Rinna got to that dinner in Hong Kong or wherever the fuck they were. And she just goes, hey, Dorit, were people doing coke in your bathroom? And that, you know what? That really brought us the season. That brought that season home. Because that season was boring, but then Rinna brought it. And I wish this cocaine accusation from Vicky to Kelly Dodd would have been throughout the season, but it wasn't. It was at the reunion. At least Vicky threw it out there. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Vicky has been sort of Xanaxed sleeping through this whole season. But she gave us something here in the reunion, so I'm excited about that. Then we see Gina backstage. Gina says, they've never really seen the New York Gina. She says it in that, like, they've never really seen the New York Gina. I don't know, I can't do a Gina. I can't do a Gina. They've never really seen a New York Gina. They've never really seen that. But they're going to see a New York Gina. I'm going to give it to them. My Gina is not great, but they've never seen it. I'm going to show them, Andy. Get in my casita. Do you want to come to my casita? Who wants to come over to my casita? Okay, you guys, I'm sorry for that. Then she yells at, then it's cut to Gina on stage. She yells at Shannon, you are an open book of bullshit. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I need to be cut up. I'm drinking a Capri Sun and they're making me crazy. Capri Suns make me insane. I'm going to start getting accusations like, are you doing coke? And it's like, no, I'm doing an organic Capri Sun.
You're an open book of bullshit.
Okay, that's my Gina. Anyway, then it's revealed that Shannon and Tamara are not speaking anymore. Shannon says to Tamara, it's like you can dish it, but you can't take it. And then Tamara says, this is why I can't tell you anything, which is very much shades of Tamara saying at one of those reunions in the past when she said, that's my opinion. You know, it was like a lesser version of that. So Tamara, you know, I need her to get back on her A game. Then we see Kelly talking to Emily about Shane. Do you remember she had that fight with Shane where she said, I'll murder you or whatever? Kelly says, you need to get your bitch under control. And I think she's saying that to Emily about Shane. And then Kelly does some impression work that is flawless. Kelly starts doing an impression of what I think is either, it's either Shane or Emily. I'm not even clear which it was, but I loved every second of it. I was watching it and I was thinking, we need to get Kelly on Saturday Night Live. We need to get Kelly Dodd on a Mad TV reboot. I'd like to see her take some Groundlings classes, get her at Second City. You know, she should be doing some character monologues somewhere on a stage. I love Kelly doing these little impressions. I've never seen Kelly do impressions before. Daryl Hammond was shook, frankly, and it was fantastic TV. I was laughing so, so hard. And then, of course, the drama ramps up even more, and they do that thing where they're counting down. It's like the stagehand being like, 5, 4, 3. And in between, it's like Gina being like, I got my heart broken. I don't know if I could do the Gina anymore. She says, I got my heart broken too. Then they're like, 4, 3. And then Kelly's backstage and she's like, can you give me a fucking minute? And she's yelling at the camera guy. And then they're like, 2, 1. And then it ends with Andy asking all of the women. He says, do any of you seriously think she has a drinking problem? Then we see a shady close-up of every one of the women's faces. And then we see Shannon say, I'm not selfish. I'm not crazy. I'm not an alcoholic. And my question to you is she all of those things? I leave that up to you to decide. I'm not an expert. But I do know that I'm very excited for this reunion. I cannot wait. I think it looks fantastic. And again, they brought me right back in, whether I wanted to or not. I'm very excited. That's the Orange County reunion trailer. And I want to bring out Heather McMahon and we're going to chat about all things. We'll talk about Housewives. We're going to talk about Britney Spears, all sorts of pop culture stuff. So before we bring out Heather, I want to say, please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Please join the Everything Iconic Facebook group. I want to thank Samsung Technologies for sponsoring this show. And if you want to support this podcast and if you want bonus episodes, please head on over to Patreon. That's patreon.com/everythingiconic. And if you click the Become a Patron button, you could donate $4 or more per month, and your money helps to support this podcast and make this podcast, and then you also get access to all of the bonus episodes. So there's Real Housewives of New Jersey recaps, Real Housewives of New York recaps, other bonus stuff. And again, I'm sorry for keep mentioning that, but I have to do it. So if you're feeling generous this holiday weekend, please head on over to Patreon, because it really, truly helps me make this show. That's it. Without further ado, I want to bring out Heather McMahon, and then we'll talk to T. Kyle later. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Okay, guys, I'm here with Heather McMahon. You guys know her from her iconic Instagram account. Heather, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm a little raspy. So, I hit it hard last night. So I sound like a real hardcore truck driver today. So just bear with me.
Right. Yeah. I hit it hard too. Like, and I don't normally hit it hard. And so I was last night I was out and I was drinking with some friends and I was thinking I should be more prepared for this. But I kept consoling myself by saying, you know, it's Heather. She's chatty. I feel like we'll be good.
Oh, we're going to be great. We're going to talk about everything. I'm like so excited for this. I actually do my best work hungover.
Me too. Oh my God, me too.
Because there's like no inhibitions. You're just like, honestly, let's just gab and
you
goss.
You just don't give a fuck.
Right, exactly.
So tell me about your Instagram account. You do a lot of characters on there. And I would say you're kind of most known for your like Britney 911 thing. Is that correct?
Well, Britney 911 is kind of what took me viral. I've been doing characters in comedy forever, but it was just kind of this like whirlwind moment where I started talking about Britney and how I can't believe that nobody else is talking about her. And then a lot of people just like, that's when my DMs started to get flooded and they were just like, wow, this is insane. We've been feeling the same way for years and we've just never said anything.
Right.
So we've all been secretly sitting at home thinking about Britney and now we're just actually like, you know, bringing awareness to it.
Right, right. So tell me about what are you bringing awareness to? Like what the fuck is going on with her? Like
the what the fuck is going on? Like literally this happened like four or five months ago and I was just hungover on a Sunday, my typical, you know, and
my resting place on Sunday, right?
Yes. Getting the Sunday scaries. And I was just scrolling through Instagram and I saw Britney and what really triggered me was like looking at all the different celebrities that would just fill up her comments and the things that they would say that were super encouraging. But I was like, why are y'all acting like this behavior is normal? Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what, and I just mentioned it on Instagram and then it just kind of went viral. Like people were like, Heather, we've been thinking the same thing. Like we talk about it in our like, you know, private friend group. Yeah. And we're so glad that you brought this to light. But now it's weird. People send me messages and they're like, you have to save her. You have to save her. I'm like, I can't save her. It's a team effort, guys. Like
we all have to figure it out.
Yes, we all have to figure it out. Yeah.
You know, the name of this podcast, it's called Everything Iconic. And the reason is because I was online and she had posted a picture of corn. Britney posted a picture just of corn. You know that. Infamous corn.
Just the corn.
It was like clearly a Google image search of corn. And there were so many comments underneath it that were people just saying iconic. And I thought like, it was just so, I loved it from just like an earnest perspective. I love that people were just celebrating that Britney was posting a picture of corn.
She loves middle America things, you know?
It was just like so many people just saying iconic. And I was like, oh my God, this is insane that we're all engulfed and we're so impressed by this picture of corn that she posted that a Google image search. And I love Britney. I truly do. I've always loved Britney.
We all do. And that's the thing is my concern really came out of like, I've been a super fan forever. And that's been interesting is people have always responded to me saying, Heather, we feel the same way. Like even her like crazy super, super fans, they feel the same way. So it's not like it's a gossipy thing. We're all kind of like, what's happening?
You're not coming from a place of like, of meanness.
No.
Yeah.
It's like she's sending us a message and I think she's sending us a message and through a lot of her Instagram, I like to break it down, but then like, so is Lindsay Lohan. Right. So is Tara Reid. When people act very erratic in public and I think like, you know, it's kind of that like telltale sign, like they're trying to send you a message, you know?
You mentioned Lindsay Lohan. Who else needs a 911? Like you... Who else do we think needs a 911?
Well, Tara Reid, 100%. She's pushing her Shark by Tara Reid.
That perfume. Oh my God.
And she's been like wasted. And I can't tell if it's a mixer of like, allegedly, I have to say, like a mixture of like uppers and downers on, you know, like KTLA, like doing all these like morning shows.
Oh my God. I saw that KTLA appearance, the interview.
Yes.
With the, are you talking about the one where it was like, there were like sharks behind her, like cartoon stuff.
And
it was like the best interview I've ever seen in my life. But she's talking about her perfume in it.
Yes.
What does it smell like for people who can't smell you like I can?
It's like very, it's very light, day to day wear, kind of little citrusy, lavender.
Ooh.
It's really pretty.
Nice notes. Yeah,
it's really,
okay.
It's light and people like it.
And did you see the one that she's doing? I think it might have been in New York when she was promoting the Sharknado movie that she did with the guy from 90210.
Ian Ziering.
Yes.
Ian Ziering.
Yes. She, in the middle of him getting interviewed, just says like, she's like, I've got 7 movies coming out next year. And he is so pissed. Like in the middle of them asking about like his kids or something. It was so bizarre. So that kind of like very brazen, erratic behavior to me is just like people saying, hey, I'm over here. What's good? Somebody call me out on the pills.
Right. You know? Also, I feel like Tara Reid's been giving us those signals for years.
She really has. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking is there's a couple of people that I think are giving us like 911 signals. And one of them is a man. I feel like we need to explore Ryan Phillippe. Are you familiar with him?
I very familiar with him and his body. He's a cutie. Yes.
Oh, he's stunning. Yeah, yeah. He's stunning looking. And his body, he looks literally like 18. But I feel like it's a 911 call because I'm like, first of all, he's like older now. If you follow him on Instagram, like,
it's kind of bizarre. His Instagram's a little artsy, weird, like, yes.
Trying to be like, and I'm not trying to age shame, like do whatever you want to do at whatever age, but it feels a little
young,
a little something's happening there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, between you, me, and the lamppost, you know, could you imagine if Reese is your ex?
No.
It's kind of like Will Arnett. Like, right. I adore Will Arnett, but Amy Poehler's his ex, like these strong power playing women,
yeah.
You know, who are kind of kicking ass, taking names.
You know, I read Reese Witherspoon's book, Whiskey in a Teacup. Have you seen it?
I haven't read it yet, but I adore her.
It's batshit insane. Like, it doesn't make any sense because it's just no one else besides Reese would have gotten this book made because it's just a mix of like random thoughts and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was reading it like with a monocle on doing my detective work and trying to find any trace of Ryan Phillippe.
None.
Because she, not a single trace. And she mentions like Halloween's with Ava and the Deacon. Boy Deacon. And it's just, she just like, she skips past all of Ryan. And I'm just reading into that. I'm like, where is Ryan?
I mean, happening? When I think about like my exes, I like to talk about them constantly just because I find so much joy in like knowing that they're like doing so poorly. So no matter how famous I get, I will always like literally post photos of like the guys that I dated in college and be like, look at him, you know? I don't know. Then like when my current boyfriend met one of my exes, I thought, I don't know why I had this like idea that he was going to like try and fight him. You know what I mean? Be like, look at what I got. I'm like, I'm dating Heather. And they met at a wedding and literally they were like having drinks together. And I was like, Jeff, like, what are you doing? And he's like, Heather, look at this guy. He looks terrible. His girlfriend's ugly. Like, are you worried about this? I was like, no, I just like in my mind, I thought he was going to like beat him up for some reason.
Right.
I don't know why.
What am I?
Because I'm a psycho.
One of my exes just got married and like, I haven't talked to him for at least 8 years. Like,
right.
But I was like, I was looking at wedding pictures. I was like, I can't believe I wasn't invited to this wedding.
Right.
Of course I wasn't a fucking invited to the wedding.
Right.
Also, I think do you follow all the housewives?
On Instagram?
Or I mean, in general?
Yes. Here's the thing though, with that, housewives franchises, I have become so disconnected with Jersey and even OC this year. Right. And OC is my favorite. Yeah. I'm like OG, OC, New York, Beth Hills.
Right.
And OC was not giving it to me.
So I want to get into all the housewives. But before I do, I want to say that I think Kelly Bensimone's social media presence, I don't know if you follow it.
Are you kidding me? She is forever the What's most happening? Iconic.
Right. What is going on with her Instagram presence? It's like she does these videos that she does this series. It's called like the sales meeting. And it's like, yeah. I don't think they're for anyone. Like I think.
No. It's just her like doing a spiel.
And they're usually like just so generic. It's like just her in a house and she's like, we're at this property, but there's no real like details. So you're like, well, this isn't like funded by any real estate company or anything. Like you're just doing it on your own.
Yes. And I have like flashbacks to when Bethany would call her out on shit and be like, Kelly, these like arguments that you're making don't even make sense. Like yeah. Kelly was one of those people who was so neurotic. It was on another planet.
Right.
And my favorite thing, especially what you post, is when you take the clips of Kelly and Bethany fighting. And I'm like, this is the most iconic fights.
Oh, they're so, so good. I mean, she gave us so much good TV and none of it made a lick of sense. And that's why I always say Kelly, I know people hate her or whatever, but that's why I think she was such a great housewife is because like you could not predict where she was going to go. Like even you could not predict her allegiances or like anything that was going to come out of her mouth. It was just like no clue what was going to happen.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was just a shit show all the time. And then once you tried pick fights with the other housewives, that's why like Bethany is so quick with her words. Like I feel like Bethany and I would vibe, but if we ever got in a fight, I would just sit in the corner and like hysterically cry. You know what I mean? Because I just can't. I can't think on my feet like that.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a comedian, I'd be like,
I feel like you could think on your feet. Like,
well, here's the thing. I can think on my feet in any situation except confrontation because I'm a Pisces and I just like want everybody to get along. So even like literally somebody could like murder my whole family. And then I'd be like, you were having a bad day. You know what I mean? Like I was like, I forgive you.
Right.
So I really like get anxiety when I watch Bethany go like one-on-one with people. Because I think in my mind, I'm smart enough, but then I'm like, I probably would just shut down.
Yeah.
And Kelly would always shut down. But she would shut down, but also still say psychotic things. It was just this whole weird whirlwind of emotion.
It was amazing. I'm a Libra, and so I feel like if somebody were to fight me like Bethany, like, I would apologize to, like, they would like call me an asshole or something, I'd be like, I'm sorry. Like, yeah. Just apologize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to talk about your impressions too. You do an Ina.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. What do you love about her?
I just love that she is so regal and so fabulous, but she just like lives her truth in the Hamptons.
I should.
Yeah.
Not that there's another.
Yeah. Well, okay. Literally, I did not know. And my mom's like a gourmet chef and has loved her forever. I did not know that that was her name. I thought it was Barefoot Contessa Ina Garten, even though it's spelled G-A-R-T-E-N. I was like, oh, it's like French or something. She's like barefoot in a garden. And then literally one of my friends is like, no, Heather, that's her name. And my whole world was just like shook. Yeah. Didn't know.
Did you dress up as her for Halloween or was it like a...
Yes. No, I dressed up as her for Halloween. And the funny thing is I'm, my boyfriend's name is Jeffrey. And so it's just like, it's just very fitting. And when I put the wig on, like I have one of those very... I don't know. My face, I can look like a lot of people, but when I put that wig on to be her, it was like, oh my God, this is who I've been all along in my life. And I'm just like finally stepping into the light. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah.
I watched like a character reel on your YouTube.
Yeah. Great. So fun. Oh, that's so old. Yeah.
I know, but I love it. But also, they all feel like they're kind of, and even your Instagram characters too, I feel like they're all trying to hold it together.
Always.
It's like a very Valerie Cherish thing.
And honestly, that is the best compliment you could ever give me.
She's the
because
best.
Because she is the dream.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, yeah it's all happening.
It's my Valerie Cherish, The Comeback's my all time favorite show, like more than
mine
anything
too.
Else. Like the absolute best.
So iconic, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
Everything about Lisa Kudrow and that character and the just that is the best show ever.
It's
yeah.
perfect.
I mean, here's the thing. There's a kind of a through line and a reoccurring theme with all the characters I do. I love to do characters who are overly confident because I feel like that's kind of who I am in my life. I've always walked around the world being like, I got this until I don't. So I'm not like a lot of people are kind of the opposite. Where I just always have been fake it till you make it. But that's all these characters. They're like strong women who like kind of pretend like they know what they're doing, but they have no idea. You know, or they're like kind of like a shit show, which is really truly who I am inside, you know?
And that's every housewife too. Like
100%.
On these shows, it's like every single one is trying to keep it together. Let's talk about the housewives. So you mentioned Orange County. You're not liking it this season. I'm not either. I'm not into this
No,
season.
Gina, gotta go.
That casita, I can't look at it anymore.
I can't.
It's not a house.
It's not a casita.
It's a dorm.
It's a literal, it's an actual dorm. Yeah.
She had like green solo cups in the corner. It's
Stress
like too much
out.
To look at.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. That's why I really, truly loved Heather Dubrow because she's giving you that more money than you even know what to do right. with kind of vibe. That's why I love New York. And that's why I love Beverly Hills because they're actually the rich ones. You know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you want a show, you want to have a show about these women who just have nothing better to do than to brunch and lunch and do their thing. Well, then I want to see the rich ones do it,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to see. But also, it's like, if Gina was, like, super entertaining or something, I'd be like, fine, I'll look at it. I don't care that right. she's not wealthy, but it's like, she's not giving us much of anything.
No.
What about Beverly Hills? Are you excited for the upcoming season? Have
you
been following,
kidding
like, the...
me? Okay, Lisa Rinna and Erica Jayne are goals for life. I have met Lisa Rinna a couple times. She's the most wonderful person.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Like the energy she gives on the show is literally the energy she has in person.
Yeah.
And I put on my vision board for this year that I really wanted to meet Erica Jayne. Like I want to be friends with her.
Have you met Erica Jayne?
No, it hasn't happened yet, but the year's not over.
Right.
You know? And I just want a creative director. Like the fact that she has one is just great. You know, I want a creative director to like style me before I go to Trader Joe's. Like I want to be on that level. To me, the Beverly Hills franchise has just stepped up the glam to such another level that it's very hard for like these other franchises. And I'm from Atlanta. Atlanta's gone downhill. Like Candy's the only one. And I mean, I always love NeNe, but Candy's the only one who's like really killing it, you know? Yeah. So
who's your all-time favorite housewife? Do you have one?
Well, I have a love-hate. Kim Zolciak forever. Because
controversial pick.
Very. Yes, it is a very controversial pick. But it's because every time she would come on the show, the way that she would stir the pot and her relationship with NeNe, that's iconic. That's a real, like, that is OOOG.
And they're friends now again. Like, just in recent, like, after last season when Kim came back, it looked like they would never speak again. Like,
right.
NeNe famously said, the door is closed.
Right.
And then the door went open again because NeNe was just recently on, I don't know where it was like Watch What Happens Live or something, but she said Kim reached out after Greg was diagnosed and then, and it was like they were friendly again.
They want to just get to old times where they smoke
cigs. And I wish they would.
I do too.
That's what I want. I was so upset last season when Kim came back because I was so excited about it and then it felt like a letdown.
Right.
But I just feel like if Kim came back in a way that was, she was just in it, I want her to be nice to Nene. Like,
me too.
I don't want them to fight. I want those two to just, like you said, smoke a cigarette. Yeah. I love when a housewife smokes a cigarette too on camera.
That's why, okay, Dorinda. So, okay, Kim is like my OG where I will always love seeing her on camera. But Sonia is my favorite of all time. Yeah. Sonia has no filter. I like Sonia is goals for me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Just the way that she just always like rejuvenates her vagina and like talks about it. And then like, we don't know if she has money, but she does have money. But she's like her townhouse is a mess. But really, Dorinda smoking cigarettes in Cartagena or Bogota, wherever they were, was the best.
Oh my God. And that clown makeup, her makeup was like all smeared. Yeah. I know. And it's like, they have to be really fucked up to smoke up on camera.
Very fucked up.
It's like, Dorinda was in a dark place at that moment.
She really was.
She was finally willing to just like her makeup fully smeared, smoking a cig. And you won't see that on Beverly Hills.
No, never.
Or any of the other franchises. But like New York, the girls get so fucked up. They're all, I like that they're single.
Yeah. And Erica Jane's always so put together because I read that she like doesn't drink on the show.
Does she drink in real life?
She does drink in real life, but she was so smart to never get drunk on camera. Which, see, that's why if I ever got put on a Real Housewives franchise, I would like to pretend that I wouldn't drink, but you know I'd just get blackout. You know, right. I would be Dorinda, plain and simple, you know?
I totally agree. I feel like I would have to, or I would be thinking the whole time, like, I'm not entertaining. Mm-hmm. And so then I would just keep drinking until I thought that I was, and then I would just come across like an absolute fucking mess.
Right, absolutely.
In New Jersey, are you watching the new season of New Jersey? Did you like New Jersey in the past? Have you fallen
off? I used to love New Jersey when it was like Caroline, you know, and Dina. And I'm still upset that like, and Jacqueline, I'm upset that they're all fighting. The new season does nothing for me.
We were talking about this before we started recording. Teresa, what do you make of her and Joe, Juicy Joe, staying together? Like,
it's got to go. Yeah. Time to go, honey. You did your time and you still came out with your head up high. And now he's doing his time. He's getting sent to Italy. And, you know, I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but everyone's acting like, oh, he's getting deported to Italy. I'm like, I go to Italy like every 2 years for the most fabulous vacation ever. Okay. You're going back to like one of the greatest places with the greatest food. It's not like you're going to Uzbekistan or like a war ridden country. It's Italy.
Right,
everybody eats pasta and drives like cute little like smart cars and like relaxes all day.
Right. I mean, he is being separated from his family. And like, I don't understand how we're all pretending.
They can visit.
We're all pretending, though, that this is a real marriage.
Right.
It's like, what's going on? Like,
it's not a real marriage.
He sent her to prison, and then she did her time, and now they haven't seen each other for years because they were, you know, they're switching off prison sentences.
Right.
And then now he's being deported. It's like, and she's still saying they're going to stay together. I'm like, you're not. Why are you staying together? Like, that's problematic. That's a cry for help. Somebody needs to step in and say, yeah, like, what are you doing?
I was done with Joe when they all took that trip. Was it to like Sonoma or Napa?
And he said the C word.
And he said the C word, and he was hiding in the friggin' vineyard. He's disgusting. I'm done with him. Goodbye. Juicy Joe, got to go.
He's just not a good person. And it's like, I want the best for Teresa. I want Teresa to just like get rid of him, like find a nice man in Jersey. Like,
it's also so surprising when all of like, you know, you have the lady in Potomac who got into the trouble with not paying their taxes. If you're on television, you got to pay your taxes.
Right.
Like my dad always taught me, there's two people you fear, the mob and the IRS. They're the exact same level of power.
Yeah.
So you just pay your taxes. You just like do, you know,
right.
You're not going to go on television and show how much money you have and then like, you know, forget to pay the government.
I get terrified every year. I pay my taxes every year, but I'm scared of the IRS. It's like, I always want to pay my taxes. I don't get it.
I'm technically like a ward of the state financially. So I'm like, you can come for me, but I don't know what you're going to get. But you know, like I'll show you everything.
Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Okay. This is a very like sensitive subject with all my friends. I've never watched The Bachelor. People love it. And I just am like, as a feminist, I just cannot. And I know people are like, Heather, you're a comedian, get over it. But I just, the whole Bachelor, I can't. However, Vanderpump Rules is something that I hadn't watched ever. And I recently got into it. Oh.
Do you love it?
It's insane. Yeah. They're psychotic. Right. It is the trashiest thing. It is trashier than Jersey Shore. It is trashier than like old episodes of The Real World. It's insane. But literally, so I think it's Kristen. Yes, Crazy Kristen. Yeah. So I'm still like learning everybody's names. Kristen lives down the street next to one of my girlfriends here in West Hollywood. And I was house sitting for her, and I would literally see Kristen wasted every single night, and I didn't know who it was. And finally asked my girlfriend Alicia, and she's like, oh yeah, that's Kristen from Vanderpump Rules. And I was like, oh shit, this woman is really wasted all the time. Like, I literally bumped into her walking into my building every night.
So. I think they are exactly like they seem on TV.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're liking it. It's like one of the best shows.
It's one of those things where I was like, this show is so trashy, I can't, and now I'm obsessed. But I'm literally starting at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm getting into all of it. I'm so far behind.
Throughout the years, they've given us so much. What else do you watch on TV? Do you watch any scripted stuff? Like, what do you like?
Well, like The Comeback. Veep is my favorite show, too. I love those good HBO, like, super, super, super funny shows. What else? I can't watch Handmaid's Tale. And I know
it's
amazing, but... Yeah. The world is already too dark. Yeah. I cannot watch anything dark. I need to live in the light, you know?
No, 100%. I'm too emotionally unstable. Like, if I watch anything, like, too dark, this time of year I have the Hallmark channel on all day long.
Great.
Like, I'm just, because of my mental illness, like, I have to keep it on.
Yes, it's like seasonal depression is such a thing. And my girlfriend Lacey Chabert is, like, in all those movies, and she's so great.
Oh, my God. Just, do you know Lacey?
I do know Lacey. She's the best.
Wonderful? Queen of Hallmark.
Yes, she's so beautiful and so nice and... Just like the nicest, really, truly the kindest person ever.
She's been in some classics too. She was in that Mariah Carey one.
Yes.
Has she told you anything about Mariah?
No, she hasn't told me anything. She's very professional.
They're like buddies a little bit.
I mean, they are. Like, she's holding out on me, you know?
You need to ask her.
I do. I will.
Please.
I will.
She was in. Mariah directed a Hallmark.
Mariah directed?
She did. She did. She directed.
I'm sorry. What?
She directed one. It was called A Christmas Melody, and she was also in it. She played Lacey's peer. Like, they went to high school together. And it's so... Oh, my God, Heather, you have
wait,
to watch
how
this.
Did they...
Heather,
okay,
wait,
I've never
stop,
seen this. Wait a minute,
stop.
Wait a minute. How you did they to act like that they went to high school
exactly,
together? Mariah's, like, 63 years old.
Wait, how old is Lacey? Mariah's, like, in her 45 or something.
No, Lacey's our age, like,
but
mid-30s.
Okay, wait, I have a question. Not a question. I have a statement. You have got to go watch it. And please, like, will you Instagram story?
Yes,
because
I will.
It is, like, it is batshit insane. And Mariah is, like, my ultimate. Like, I love her so, so much. But this movie, Christmas Melody, it's, like, Mariah.
Already so excited.
Mariah is, like, lit differently than everyone else in the film. It's, like, she filmed her scenes on, like, a green screen with, like, her own lighting team. Like, not the Hallmark movie lighting team. And then, yes, Lacey. Mariah plays, like, a mean girl that went to high school with Lacey. I mean, it is good.
I mean, I'm so here for it. It's so funny. There's a specific group who you're either like on Team Britney or you're Team Mariah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like the guys who are into Mariah have been into her since like 83.
The Lamely.
Yeah.
No, I'm part of the I like a huge Mariah fan. I ask every guest what their favorite Mariah song is. Do you have a favorite?
Honey.
Honey. Yeah,
I liked that album.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
The whole Butterfly album is amazing.
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 It was a different vibe. Yeah.
I'm like dying for you to. I feel like I need to see an Instagram story of you watching one of these Hallmark movies.
I will absolutely do it.
People would love it. I would
love it. I will sit in my Old Navy pajamas and I will live my truth.
Are you familiar with Nikki Blonsky's work?
Do you know who, yes. You mean Hairspray, Nikki? Okay, here's the thing. I have something. I don't know if you're where you're about to go with this, but the cameos that she's been doing, they stress me out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I got put on Cameo.
Nikki Blonsky 911.
Nikki Blonsky 911. So somebody had me sign up for Cameo or whatever. They reached out to me. I was like, oh, whatever. This is funny. Because I get asked 100 times a day, please do a video for my friend's birthday. I was like, I'll just, whatever, do this.
I'm on there too, by the way, if anyone wants one.
Yeah, yeah. Does anybody want to pay us?
Buy us.
Yeah, yeah. Please buy us. Please buy us. So when I clicked on it, I saw all of her videos and I was shook to my core. She's laying in bed, like literally at the worst angle that would not make, like Heidi Klum would look awful at that angle. Right. And she is so, she's like, so, it's like sad. Like the cameos are not like, I hope you're having the best birthday ever. Tell your Aunt Lisa I said hi. It's like literally she's like crying in the bed alone. What are your thoughts on it?
Okay, so I had her on this show before and it was a phone interview. It was like scheduled. I reached out to her directly, you know, because that was the easiest way. And I had it. She gave me a time, a number, everything. So then I call her at the time after I confirmed it. I also confirmed the time and everything.
Okay.
I called her on the phone and she's like, hello. And I was like, hey, you know, it's Danny. Like we scheduled this through Instagram. Like, are you ready to record? Cause she sounded like she wasn't, you know, ready to. And then she goes,
I'm already
Then she goes, oh, I'm sick.
No.
Swear to God. You can listen. I aired it.
Wait, this. I have to go back and listen to this.
But so I think I actually edited out the beginning part, and then, but I put it on Patreon. If anyone wants to join my Patreon, yes, it's on yes. there somewhere.
Pay that money.
I know. And I do these like pop culture lightning rounds with people where they're just like quick questions. I'm going to do Nikki Blonsky's pop culture lightning round with you.
Yes.
Like, so they were the questions like designed for Nikki.
Great.
But we'll just, you'll answer them as Nikki.
Oh, I cannot wait. Yeah. Cause I got that voice right now. Also, I literally, my voice is cracking. That's how raspy I am. So I need to apologize to the listeners. No. It sounds like I've been like chain smoking. I haven't. I don't even hit the Jewel, and you know, everybody in LA is about the Jewel. Yeah. I just was in a loud bar in Venice, right. And I just, that's how quickly I can lose my voice.
I got it. Let's do this Nikki Blonsky pop culture lightning round. So this
okay, am I answering as Nikki?
You can answer however you feel.
I'll just do this voice.
Now, keep in mind, everyone, these were designed for Nikki.
Okay.
Okay, so favorite John Travolta movie?
Oh my God. Was he in Face Off? That's the one.
I love the idea of Nikki just watching Face Off.
Yeah. Yes.
Clueless or Mean Girls?
Are you kidding me? Clueless.
Are you a Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, or Charlotte?
I'm Samantha. Bit wide set vagina.
The Hills or Laguna Beach?
Laguna Beach, baby.
Big or Aiden?
Big.
Favorite memory of working with Amanda Bynes?
Honestly, we used to get lit in the trailer. We used to get so wild. So probably those times, parties.
What's it like to make out with Zac Efron?
Honestly, I talk to my therapist about it a lot because it's like I peaked at that moment. You know, I can never come back from that.
What's your favorite Michelle Pfeiffer movie?
Just the ones where she's just in a slinky dress. What am I even saying? I don't know this voice I'm doing.
You don't have to do the voice. I mean, that she didn't either, let's be honest.
Well, I don't even know. The Paradise one. Dangerous Paradise.
Oh, Dangerous Minds. Dangerous Minds.
No, is it Dangerous Minds?
It was Gangster's Paradise. Gangster's was the Paradise. Song from Dangerous Minds.
That one. Yeah.
Brittany or Christina?
Brittany.
Jessica or Ashley Simpson?
Ashley.
Favorite Mandy Moore song?
Candy.
Favorite Lindsay Lohan movie?
All of them.
Sexiest man alive, if you were choosing for People magazine?
Jason Momoa, Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Oh, so sexy.
He literally, I saw him on a plane and I texted my boyfriend. I said, I'm going to get arrested. This is my moment. I'm going to like just attack him.
He's like real tall too, isn't he?
He's like 6'9", yeah. But he was, we were connecting in Detroit and he had on like a Rastafarian kind of beanie and he literally had like a woven hemp knapsack as his back carry-on.
That's sexy.
Yeah, he was very patchouli, really like very earthy.
Favorite? I don't even know why. Some of these questions. This was a long time ago.
It's okay.
Favorite drag queen ever? Do you have a favorite drag queen?
Well, the OG RuPaul forever sure, and ever. Sure. Nobody will ever compare to her.
I don't know why I asked Nikki Blonsky this question either. Tyra Banks or Faith Hill?
Well, as a Southerner, I'm going to go with Faith Hill.
I truly don't know why I asked that. Favorite Destiny's Child song?
I love Survivor, actually.
If you could reboot The Simple Life, who would you want to star in present day?
Oh, my God.
Or who could star?
Well, okay, you know, Paris and Lindsay hate each other, so maybe Lindsay stars, and then she brings along Amanda Bynes.
I'd love that.
Amanda
needs a comeback vehicle.
She really does.
Yeah.
Where is she? Just like hiding out downtown LA?
I think she like does schooling or something.
Like does schooling. She does,
she's in like fat and
fashion.
FIDM or whatever.
Fidem.
Is it Fidem?
Yeah, I think I don't know. But like, can we get like a taste of her designs?
What's your favorite Hairspray song to perform?
Why can't I?
Good Morning, Baltimore.
Yes, Good Morning, Baltimore. Yes.
I hate myself for knowing that.
Yes.
What's this is the last one. What's next for Nikki Blonsky? And I want you to answer this as Heather.
Okay. What's next for Nikki Blonsky is, you know, the cameo business really takes off, but we turn it in a more positive light. Yeah, and
Heather, she's making a lot of money on Cameo, though, because I feel
who is asking Nikki Blonsky for cameos?
people like us who are doing it for the laughs, like, like, I'm going to buy one when we get off here. Like, I just want to watch it.
Right. I'm just like getting really sad right now because I just am so fearful that this is going to be my career. I don't want to be that old, like, that, like, middle-aged woman who's, like, on cameos, like, in, like, 2030. Yeah, you do, just being, like, literally hysterically crying. But, like, she had success. I'm an unemployed actor. Right. It's different.
You, speaking of you, you just moved in back with your mom. You did live out here for a while.
I lived in L.A., and then I went back with my mom.
Tell us your story.
My story, okay.
Do you watch the Today Show?
Yes.
You know, Kathy Lee and Hoda, they have that segment. Everyone has a story.
And then Kathy has to sing every time. It's like, okay, can we do like a remix of the song? Like she sings that sad, slow song. Yeah.
Everyone has a story.
Yes. What is my story? Well, so I was living in LA and where do I even begin? I went back to Atlanta. It's really it's really interesting. The industry has kind of moved to Atlanta because there's so much production there.
Yeah, there's a lot of work there.
So I was living in LA and every time I had to book a job, I'd have to fly to Atlanta. So I was like, I'm from here. So I gave him my apartment and I've been back in Atlanta for a hot second, but I'm really moving to New York. So it was just kind of like a hop, skip and a jump on my way back to New York. And it's been so funny, like being 31 and moving back with my mother. Our relationship is Joan and Melissa Rivers, but we're both Joan. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She now gets on my Instagram and goes live.
She's a star. Yeah.
She is obsessed with the numbers. Like, she'll be like, Heather, you had only like 30,000 views on this last story. I'm like, whoa, can you pump the brakes? Like, she is Kris Jenner before Kris Jenner even knew who she was. You know what I mean?
Sure. And what's next for you? We talked about what's next for Nikki Blonsky.
Right.
You're moving to New York. Have you ever thought about doing a podcast? Because I asked some people on like the Facebook group if they have any questions for you. And people were like, when's Heather getting a podcast?
Like, so this podcast launch has basically become like this thing that I think I should just keep talking about the launch and then actually never launch it.
Yeah.
Just be like, make
coming
it
soon.
Give it that much hype. It's coming.
Like, like Nicole Scherzinger's debut album.
Oh my God. I used to see her at SoulCycle all the time.
I love her to death, but it was like, there was 8 years there where it was like, a lead single would come out and then the album would never follow. It was like, it was only released in Australia or something.
Yes. And also Nicole was so talented vocally.
She's stunning
for that not to pan
out. I know, it's like shocking to me. Like, I love her, but it's like, what happened? How could we not get her success? She was willing to do anything. Like, she was literally perfect looking. She has vocal talent and she was willing to play the game. Like, she would do, whether it be the baby voice or dressing sexy or like doing the dancing. It was like she was doing anything that they would tell her to do. And somehow it was not happening.
Who on her team messed up that deal?
Somebody fucked it up.
They had to have.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll launch the podcast in the new year. You know, it's weird now that when you get like agents and managers, everybody has to take a cut. So I'm literally just waiting for somebody to like, you know, set me up with an intern because Lord knows I don't even know how to like turn on my iPad.
Right.
So I just need a little help with that. So I'm just literally waiting on some like cute, fabulous young man to like come to my house and like help me.
Yeah.
It's launching because I tried doing it on my own and it was, I would just get like knockdown, drag out fights with my mom because she would like keep coming in the room and be like, what are you doing? Are you done with the podcast? And I'm like, Mom, I'm recording. This is my safe space. Shut the fuck up. You know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Heather, please tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram at Heather K, like Kardashian McMahon. That's where you can find me. I do the most and the least at the same time.
Your Instagram stories are so fucking funny. Do you get any backlash from Britney fans or?
No. And it's very interesting. I was so surprised. I thought surely some of these, you know, really crazy Britney fans would come out and be like, this is terrible. But literally everyone has felt this way. I mean, I've maybe had like one person say something. 99.9% of it are people completely agreeing and on board.
Right.
Which, you know, I would never want to like exploit anybody. But, you know, I'm just in this weird space now where people want me to save her. How do we save Britney? How do we do it?
I don't know. I mean, I do feel for Britney because there's so much going on there and I love her to death. And I just think I want everything good for her. I don't know. Anyway, Heather, this was so fun.
This was so fun. And I'm so sorry. I'm like literally sound like a 13-year-old boy.
Shut up. You sound amazing.
We are doing the most and the least. And I just feel so iconic that I'm even here recording with you. Thank you for picking my brain. Thanks for letting me terrible impression of Nikki Blonsky.
Do you do any other good impressions? Other impressions?
Well, I just am really into Kris Jenner.
Oh, sign off with a little Kris Jenner.
Bye, dolls. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Where's Corey? Corey, charge my vape pen. I need a vodka soda. Kim, where are you? Yeah.
I love you. Thank you.
Bye.
Wasn't Heather great? I could talk to her forever. She's so fucking funny. Now, I want to play my little interview with T. Kyle, of course, of the It's Britney Bitch podcast. Please check out the podcast if you're looking for something to binge. And we're not going to do the cool down today, but I want to thank you so much for listening. I'm leaving with this interview. We'll be back Monday with a pop dive. I'm super excited for you guys to hear it. And then Thursday, we'll be back recapping Housewives next week. Love you all so much. So please enjoy my all-too-brief phone conversation with T. Kyle. He, of course, created RealityTVGifts.com. He works for Watch What Happens Live, which is the mothership, and he currently co-hosts the podcast It's Britney Bitch, so please check that out on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen. It chronicles the life of Britney Spears. Each episode is a different year in the life of Britney Spears. It's fantastic, so please check it out, and please enjoy. Okay, guys, I'm here with T. Kyle. Of course, you guys know T. Kyle from Reality TV Gifts. He's given us so, so much. Of course, T. Kyle, how are you, first of all?
Good. How are you?
I'm so great. I'm so excited to talk to you. I feel like you've really given me so much with all of the gifts you've made. Or is it GIFs or it's GIFs, right?
I say GIF with a hard G. Okay, but good. I know it's, you know, the endless internet debate.
Right. And I'm so excited because you have a new Britney Spears podcast that I just love. I think it's so fantastic. If anyone's a fan of Britney Spears, they should listen to it. They should love it. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite Britney song? Or is that like asking a favorite kid?
I have moments, but I think Give Me More is my number one.
Right. And what about favorite album? I also want to know like your favorite era.
Yeah. So it's been interesting because going back in time and reliving all of this stuff, I'm now, it's like dusting up all the good memories of everything. But I do think I have what I call my holy trinity, which is Glory, Blackout, and In the Zone.
Yes. Oh,
I can't pick a favorite.
And then what about aside from Britney's music? Do you have like a favorite Britney project? Like a,
oh my God, the 18,000 perfumes that she's had.
She's had so many.
I've never really, I don't have any of the perfumes or anything, but I think it's my favorite project that she does because the commercials are always very entertaining and very interesting. And some of them are completely ridiculous. And like the photo shoots, and I'd say that that's been the most entertaining project that she's done outside of music.
Now, T. Kyle, I want to ask you a couple housewife questions. What are you thinking of Orange County this season?
Okay, so I can tease this because at Watch What Happens Live, we have to screen everything in advance.
Right.
Because, you know, we have to prep and everything. And I will say, I thought this season of OC was a snooze, but Kelly Dodd saved the part one of Union. Like, it is so good.
Now, also Beverly Hills. Like, are you excited about next season? Anything that you've heard from Watch What Happens Live?
Okay. Also, controversially, Beverly Hills is my least favorite.
Yeah.
And I love Lisa Rinna. Oh, I know that like the fans don't really... you love her, right?
I do love Lisa Rinna, yeah.
The gays and like the internet world, we love her, but I feel like the general public just doesn't get it.
Right, well, I always think there's like a discourse between the general public and like the gays. I feel like sometimes I'll love a housewife and I don't understand like why ever... I'll see online, everyone will be like, they need to get off the show. And I'm like, why do you want them gone? Like, they're the most interesting one.
Right. Like, anytime I post about Lisa Rinna on our Instagram, people just rip her apart. And I'm like, she's so entertaining. What are you talking about?
Who's your all-time favorite housewife? Who do you love to watch?
I love the East Coast the most. Like, New York, New Jersey. New Jersey has a special place for me because I'm from Jersey. So it's like very much my realm. And I think New York as a franchise just every season delivers, which is good. But then I love newcomers like Kelly Dodd and Margaret Josephs, even though they're not like the OGs, they still bring what I love in a housewife.
I think Margaret's been a great addition.
Oh, she's so good. She's so funny this season.
Now, T. Kyle, I know you talk a lot about Britney, but I ask everyone this because Mariah's my number one. Like, what's your favorite Mariah song?
Okay, well, I'm loving Caution. So everyone go buy Caution on iTunes. My all-time Mariah is Emotions, I think.
It's a classic. Now, T. Kyle, what's the name of the Britney podcast? And then also tell people where they can find you on social media.
Oh, so it's Britney Bitch. You know, just straightforward, right, to the point.
Right.
And it's on podcast, Spotify, literally everywhere. We dropped it across everything. And then on Twitter, it's T. Kyle Mack.
Well, T. Kyle, thank you for all of the gifts you've given us. And the podcast, it's so, so good. I want everyone to go listen.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, T. Kyle. We'll talk soon.
Alrighty, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.